Hallelujah.
Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, so good morning, America, and good morning to our Blog Talk Radio listeners, our Facebook, what, Laura? Familia.
Thank you.
Growing and growing. Woo! And our studio audience. Hello. We're just so excited.
Yes.
Yeah.
Amen.
But it is the day that the Lord has made.
Yes.
You didn't make this day, you know. We want to remind you who made this day, who your creator is, who created you, who gave you breath this morning, who made all the death angels behave, all the warring angels like, get back.
Good morning, Tara.
Good morning, beautiful Tara.
She said, I'm tuning in today.
Yes.
Turn the media off.
Yes. He has work for you to do today.
Yes.
So get in his company.
Yes.
Get in his presence
and
ask him, what do you have need of for me today? Where would you like me to go? Be, say, not say.
Yes.
Uh-oh. Did you say not say? Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
You know what? This morning he woke me up early, and I spent time with him, and he gave me that song, the very first very first Christian song that I ever heard, that I fell in love with the presence of God at City Chapel, which was called Cold Church of Abundant Life. I think it's Frank, Santiago, I can't remember his last name, but anyway, he sings that song in the morning when I rise, give me Jesus. You can have all the world, just give me Jesus. And when I'm all alone, it's so beautiful. That song is just like, ooh. Just give us Jesus, right? You have Jesus in every empty void, every hurt, every tribulation, every trouble, everything that you're going through or that's happening, he'll give you hope and peace and joy and love. And
come on.
And you just be high with him. And then you don't want nothing else but him.
I was listening to the man of God teach on that this morning. You know,
oh, my gosh.
I think that, you know.
Like your first love.
When the trials of life come and things happen, you know, you wake up to situations. Like, you know, I woke up to no AC unit downstairs. And most people be like, oh, my gosh. And I'm like, look, Lord, this is your stuff. We don't own nothing.
Mm-hmm.
It's his stuff. It's your bit. Get back. Let me get back and let God show up and show out.
Yeah.
Because he knows every petition we have, every need.
Yes.
You know, he's not going to leave us hanging. And even if it's for a day, just get a fan.
Yes.
Watch your sweat.
Hey,
keep it moving.
My sister is right here. She could tell you I'm telling the truth, because I do. My air conditioner went out in my room, so I got two fans going in my room.
Yeah.
And I'm happy, okay? I got fans. They blow cool air. I'm cool. I'm okay. I put on my shorts and my little tank top shirts. I'm good. I'm like, thank you, Lord, that I'm blessed with the home and I have two fans.
Yeah.
They're blowing air. And I'm good. I'll go take me a cold shower if I have to. But it's the one in my room because I have different units and different windows. So I have window units. But anyway, so it's okay. You know,
okay.
I got two fans.
It's okay.
I'm good.
You do what you have to do. It's called improvise.
Yeah, improvise. I'm thankful and grateful. And he woke me up this morning. Hey.
Yeah. So the reason that we're really elaborating and ministering in this point right here, because we have a lot of times as people, we wake up and we just focus on the negative and we focus on things that try to manifest. But the Lord has told us, you know, we are more than overcomers. We are, you know, we have to, what did Cherie say? She said, be there in a few. Well, we are waiting
and
for you.
And Rachel said, get rooted and grounded in Christ Jesus.
Come on.
That's right.
That's the whole point, Pastor Rick. You know, we have to understand that the storms come. Things happen.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but we have to be, that's what we're talking about, checking your roots. Because you got to check your roots.
Man.
You know, when the Lord was talking to me about this message, he said, you know, I think the people really have it down. Good morning, Papa Jeff.
Happy
Mother's
Day, Papa. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy Father's Day.
Yeah.
Okay. We have a gift for Papa Jack right here.
Uh-oh. Praise break. So we're going to do an exchange of the Gigi.
Because the Gigi's here.
Yeah.
So he's bringing us gifts. He owes us. And,
Papa Chico for Lord.
Here's your gift. And we got him a birthday gift.
Happy birthday, Father's Day. And just oh happy day.
Oh happy,
yay.
Yay. Oh, happy,
oh,
happy
day.
Day.
Oh happy day. Yeah. Oh happy day.
Yeah.
Oh,
so,
yes.
Y'all know what this moment reminds me of right here, right now, at the moment? Remember the John, I call them John the Baptist Jesus moment. So, y'all remember when, of course, everybody knows that John was born just to pave the way for Jesus, right? He was born just to pave the way. And he did that. He blew the trumpet. And,
yes.
And he had a spirit of what? Expectation. Because he knew Jesus was born to come.
Yes.
So he's stirring up the gifts in the people, baptizing them, getting them ready.
Yes.
But it was something about the day that Jesus showed up.
Yes.
On the scene.
Yes.
At the Jordan.
Yes.
And he recognized him. Never seen him before, but he recognized him in the spirit.
Yes.
And then when he shows up, they're in the water, and Jesus is telling John, I want you to baptize me. And John is like, no, I'm not worthy. You baptize me. So they were going back and forth to Gigi.
That's why we had to. I said, oh, no.
Yeah.
We got to bless him. And then that card, it has Leo's
Look
picture
at Leo.
And I said, you know, we always be blessed. You know, they always come in with gifts.
That's
and
such a
blessed.
Blessing.
I said, okay, it's blessed to be a blessing.
But it's way more than that.
Yeah.
Y'all.
And
it's way
his
more
love,
than that. Yeah.
His, I mean, there's so much.
Yeah.
It's like our Father in heaven. You know, he speaks to us. He's. Correct us.
But you know, I just want to say on behalf of Papa Jack today, I'm just grateful that, see, everything is a choice.
Yes.
So I said to him, as he probably has read his card, I said to him, thank you for the yes. Not only in the yes of obedience and flowing and teaching and ministering what he do, but just thank you for the yes of telling God, I'll be her papa.
Yes.
He said yes. So I can thank him for the yes of being the papa.
Yes, and I'm thankful for my cup of Chico.
You know, that's why, you know, even when your own biological parents either are here or some people never have a relationship with them or if they transition and leave the earth, God always has a plan. He never leaves us where he finds us.
Yeah, never leaves
us
where he finds us. Never.
Doesn't. And he always has a plan for even greater parents. Not that my parents weren't great, but the parents now, I thought I
spiritual parents.
Yes.
There's nothing like spiritual parents,
let me tell you.
Oh, man.
Yes. So I'm just excited that God is so good and he loves us just that much.
Yes.
But we have to wake up, church. We have to wake up in this season because
we are living
in the end time.
Yes.
We really are. I don't know if you believe it or not, and maybe you haven't read the same Bible. I don't know.
Yes.
But in this Bible, we are in the end time harvest. And we have to really check our roots.
Yes.
Because, listen, everybody's complaining about gas prices right now. Well, hello, it's going to happen.
Yeah.
God said that there will be trials and trouble.
Yes.
But he has overcame it already.
Come on now.
So stop worrying about the gas. Just thank God that you can fill your car up or halfway full or whatever. And just say, Lord, I thank you for just having the gas money today.
Yes.
To put gas in my car. Because there's people that don't have nothing.
Yes.
No car to even complain about the gas. Come on. Yes. So I just, you know, we just have to get it together and check our roots and understand.
Yes.
You know, and the Lord was telling me before Papa Jack came in and blew our hearts open this morning.
Yes.
That, you know, I think the people really have it down about becoming food inspectors. And if you don't, you need to level up. And become a fruit inspector. Inspect the fruits because if people are not lining up like they talking, if they're not walking, they're talking, then they got some bad fruit.
Yeah.
And if you allow them to attach to you, you know what happens? One bad apple spoils a whole bunch.
Yes.
So we become contaminators.
Yes.
Come on, y'all.
Yes. Yes.
You know, that should be about 15 hand claps and 99 hearts. Right there on the strength of the truth.
Yes.
But see, the thing about checking your roots, if you got bad fruit, that means you got some bad roots. Because listen, everybody that sees all the green in the summertime on the beautiful tree, it ain't because of the limbs, it's because of the root that's producing beautiful flowers and beautiful, you know, green leaves.
Yes.
Because if the root is bad, everybody know what happened in February and after the storm and the storm just came in so viciously. Not only did it kill people, but it killed a whole bunch of stuff. Whatever was in the way. you know, and a lot of people, trees, is, I mean, the trunks on the trees is probably bigger than me and Laura together. But as you see, they have not produced any leaves or anything because they died from the roots.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how big you think you are, if you don't, if your roots are not deep,
yes.
Hello!
Yes.
When
yes.
the wind comes and the storms, you will wither.
Yes.
And we are in diverse times in,
yes.
this, in this time.
Yes.
And we better check our roots.
Yes.
Because
and,
that's
and,
true.
And something about our roots, our love letters, you know, it's also, you know, we can read the word of God and name it and claim it, but it's also an action.
Right.
And if we say, oh, well, all things are possible with God, and you read it and you say it, but then you're over here saying, oh, I don't know how I'm going to do this. Oh, I don't know how I'm going to do that. Oh, I don't know if I got gas. Then it's not believing that God could do all things. Because when I get in a place where I need gas or my bills are due, or I'm in a place where I just start thanking God for the provision.
Right.
And then I start finding scriptures. Even if I don't see it, even if, like you say, you're the bank account says negative,
right,
you know,
right,
whatever.
Right.
I feel like, no, I'm not going to walk by what by sight or what I see. What does the word say? Don't walk by sight.
Walk by faith.
Not by sight.
So
I'm like, no, I don't care what I see. I don't care what I hear.
Or what even feel like.
Oh, I feel like it. But
yeah.
My Lord, my King, my Jesus, my everything, my answer to everything.
Yeah.
He's going to provide because he's not a liar. He word says it. And then I stand on the scriptures.
Right.
He's faithful. He's faithful even when I'm
that's
not.
Why,
and
that's why you got to get in your word, people.
Yes,
like
yes.
The woman of God is saying, you have to get in your word.
Yes.
Because if you don't get in your word, you're not going to know. Stop taking what the pastor say. And it's good that the pastor said, but you need to be writing them scriptures down, going back, reading for yourself,
yes.
So that you can hear what God is saying to you.
Yes.
Because it's the living word.
Yes.
It's moving and breathing. It's life-changing every day.
Yes. Yes.
And every time you read it, you're going to see something different.
Because yes.
God will minister to you because
yes.
he created you different.
Yes. Yes.
Even though we sold out, but he still ministered to me totally different than what he ministered to Lauren.
Yes.
But he brings us together collectively, the same anointing, the same Holy Spirit, and that's how we become dunamis.
Yes, in unity.
Yes.
In Christ Jesus.
Hey. But one thing about the roots, that's the reason the Holy Spirit really wanted us to talk to you guys about this today, because the roots are always, almost always symbolic of stability.
Mm-hmm.
See, that talks about, shows you how stable you are in him, in the
mm-hmm.
word, even in your friendships and partnerships.
Yeah.
You know, because if you're doing life with somebody like Laura and I do, and if somebody come and tell me something about Laura, well, first of all, I know Laura's fruit. So you just can't tell me anything about Laura Kelly if it ain't about her slapping demons and, hey, going to, hey, connect. And I'm just saying, you know, we really have to, as people of God, we have to understand that we just taught a whole series on the spirit of unity.
Yes.
And how we come together, and that's what makes us powerful.
Yes.
Even Jesus didn't send his disciples out one by one
yes.
to be devoured, because the enemy, the Bible tells us he will sift you like wheat.
Yes.
And if you're not stable, and if you don't have no roots, when the storm comes and the wind blows, trust me, you will be what the opposite of that,
unstable.
And we got the scripture to back it up.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope y'all ready for James, which
mm-hmm.
I just found out today that the Espanol meaning of James is Santiago.
Santiago!
I learned something different today about
Santiago.
You. Yes! 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 James 1:8. It's going to talk about if you're not stable, what you really are. So the word of the Lord is here today, and it's got some love letters, which is fire.
La palabra de Dios que es lumbre. Es
fuego.
Woo! And Holy Spirit, we just welcome you. We thank you, sweet daddy.
Abba.
Thank you that you're the best dad in the whole
yes,
world.
Lord.
And there's none like you, God. And we just thank you for your love. That everybody that's tuning in, that's watching, Father, that they will write down the scriptures.
Hallelujah.
And that you will speak to them, Father, because you want that personal
Lord.
Intimacy relationship with each and one
thank
of us,
you,
Father. But let the word not only get rooted
yes.
and grounded,
rooted,
but let it,
rooted.
Come forth, Father. Let it
woo.
Be like a strong tree,
like the,
Father.
Like the river.
Yeah, like Father, in your name, in the name of Jesus,
hallelujah.
The name of all names, God. And I thank you for your promises because
yeah.
this is how we're able to defeat the lies of the enemy, Father, as we take authority and dominion in your word,
hallelujah.
Father, for such a time of season, because this is when you want to show your glory. This is when you want to be glorified, because you already defeated everything, God. So we thank you. We trust you. We honor you. In the mighty name of Jesus,
hallelujah.
La palabra de Dios
es lumbre.
Es fuego,
yeah.
Es lumbre. Espíritu Santo sigue manifestando nuestros corazones. In Jesus' name we pray, and in nombre de Jesucristo oramos. Amén.
Amen.
Amen. Y vamos al libro de Primero Santiago, versículo 8.
Woo.
Y dice, hombre de doble ánimo es inconstante en todos sus caminos.
Yes. So how did you get James 1 and 8? Well, it wasn't me, it was the Holy Spirit. I'd have checked your roots. Good morning, beautiful people of the Most High God. So listen, as the Lord began to minister to us about roots are almost always symbolic of stability. Really? Okay. As James 1 and 8 reads, a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. Not some of his ways. Not all of them, and not just yesterday, but every day. Okay? So if roots are symbolic of stability, and if you are double-minded, that just say you don't have no roots. Which means if you don't have no root, you don't have no fruit. Because the only way to get some fruit is on the vine.
Yes.
Come on, y'all. And who is the true vine? The vine dresser? Come on. Uh-oh, I'm about to go. Yes. So if you double-minded, you simply unstable, and I didn't write that, and did, and it's rare. You better check yourself, because if you unstable, don't stop trying to connect to people of God, and you don't even have no balance. You come in to connect to people, and then you're throwing them off. Don't you know you will be held accountable for that? Don't do that. We want to say, I'm a son and daughter, and you got it together, but you unstable over here on the backside. And trust me, you will surely be found out. Because I'm going to tell you, I'm going to be checking some fruit. You come up over her, we're going to check the fruit.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And if you're not in production of the flavor of the crunchy fruit like that, y'all know when you're going to grocery store and all the big apples. And right now, everybody's trying to find some good ripe watermelon.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, Papa Jackson, yeah. He been on that? Did you get something, Papa? Are you been on the hunt?
I got one bit.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
See what I'm saying?
Yes.
And they
yes.
be looking good on the outside.
Yes.
All in on the vine. Talk about it, Lord.
Well, the birthday party that I work at this weekend, they gave us the leftover fruit, and it was all mixed fruit, right? It was grapes and cantaloupe and watermelon. And so I gave Josiah a bowl of it. That's nice. And guess what he gave me back?
What?
The watermelon. He goes, Grandma, no good. And he put it like that. He put it on the table, and then I got a little piece, and I tasted it. It tasted like it was, I don't know. It didn't even have flavor.
But it looks good.
Yeah, it was red, but it was not sweet at all. And he going like this. He's taking the food. He's taking it off.
See what I'm saying? Now he became a food inspector.
But he ate the pineapple. There was a purple and a green grape,
right.
And
yeah.
he was eating
those. Now, how old is he?
He's four.
Okay, if the four-year-old, come on, let me help somebody. If the four-year-old can just immediately say, something right about this, it looks good, but it ain't good. He became a fruit inspector,
and
he said, I'm not going to be able to connect with this fruit.
Yeah.
I'm going to stay over here with this. Yes!
He picked it all
and
out.
This is what we really, really have to elevate to, y'all. We got to be able to understand that storms do come.
Yes.
You know, the winds will blow. And if your house is not built on the rock, come on, y'all.
Uh-huh.
You better say it, Miss Sandy.
Yeah.
And, but all we want to do is whine and complain and become wimpy Christians.
Yes.
And when the devil show up, because the Bible already blows the trumpet and say he coming to kill, steal, and destroy.
Yes.
And then we want to complain about what the devil doing and you not doing nothing.
Yeah.
You're not even watering your soil, which is the word. It's like the living water.
Yes.
Jesus is the water.
Yes.
He said, you know, once you connect to him, you hunger and thirst no more.
No more.
Only, come on, Papa Chad.
Yes.
Woo!
And I remember Pastor Bobby doing a teaching where he was talking about the trees, because there was a storm that came a while back, and at Crosswalk Church, the front it was a big tree too. The wind just knocked it down, but all the trees around everywhere else that were still standing and got many. I can't remember what scripture he gave them. There was a scripture that he read that I remember he read to us, but he was talking about how God showed him all the other trees had strong roots. This one did it. Boom. And that's what's going to happen to you if you don't have it. You'll fall.
That's what's
going to
happen
to all of us. He's going to knock you down. But anyway.
But that's what's going to happen to all of us.
Yes.
If we
really
begin
and
to check
our roots.
And
I've been there. Trust me. And it don't feel good.
Yeah.
So get rooted and grounded.
Yeah. I mean, the least little thing comes, we want to whine about it. And then we want to blame God. You know, why you didn't do this? No, why you did? Because God is love. He is here to protect us and love us and give us all the attributes.
Yeah.
Every word in every promise, like Cherie got her shirt on today.
Promises.
Hey! 3,573.
I'll go grab one.
That we know of. But this is a book full of them.
Yes.
And guess what? You can have, I don't know if you can comprehend this, America, but you can actually tap into the ones we know.
Yes.
3,573.
Yes.
Guess what? You can have it every day. Every single day. The promises are new.
Yes.
Every morning.
Every morning.
And you don't even go in here and at least get you one?
Yes.
But you complain?
Yes.
I'm about to run around the building. No AC.
Yeah.
But realistically, and people say, well, why do you like that every day? Because I read the prompt, and when I tapped into it, I got excited about it. And I was like, ooh, let me see what's going today. I think I want them all. I know, right? I'm not apologizing. I'm not turning down, because I serve a risen Savior.
Yes.
Who's in the world today.
Yes.
And guess what, America? He lives.
Yes.
And he reigns.
Woo!
Woo!
He is king.
Yes. Yes. And all he wants us to do is, like 1 Corinthians 13 instructs us, to love one another. Stop talking about what you're doing.
Yes.
And illustrate the goodness. And we're going to go there today. Let's go on. Come on in the room and let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Write these scriptures down. You know, even though James 1 and 8 was such a small scripture, but it was so powerful, because that's a scripture that will check you. If you are double-minded, you unstable. That's a wrap, the end, and we're not going to even try to say, well, you can get better. No, you just double-minded.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, America.
Yeah.
So let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 13, and we will be like flowing 1 through 13, and we're going to take it one at a time.
Okay.
Just the Lord.
So read the first scripture?
Yes.
God's love letter.
Which is fire.
La palabra de Dios que es lumbre,
es fuego.
Y vamos a ir al libro, al primero Corintios, capítulo 13, verso 1. Dice, si yo hablé lenguas humanas y angélicas y no tengo amor, vengo a ser como metal que resuena o camipablo y que retine.
Hello! This is just one. I don't know how long we're going to be over here at this topic, but this is amazing.
It's symbolic.
Yes. So, Lord, can you get your keys? Because that's the only thing. If I have to take the words, I'm
good.
So the Lord says in 1 Corinthians 13 and 1, though I speak with tongues of men and angels, come on now, y'all puffed up over here, but have not love, this is what you become. The word of God says, I have become sounding brass and clinging cymbals. And
Cymbalo.
What that means is you walking in the room, can you shake those keys?
Cymbalo. Y retine.
Take them keys, Lord. So listen, if somebody came into your presence and they walk in the room and they talk, they doing all this, what would you do? You would say, now you're getting on my nerves. You might say, you're getting on my what nerves? You might say, my nerves. Can you turn that down? Can you like shut that? Because that's what we're doing.
Yes.
This is, it says, though I speak with tongues of men and angels, but have not love. You have become brass, sounding brass and clinging cymbal, which the Bible is checking us and telling us we just making up a bunch of noise.
Yes.
If we not walking in love, I mean, I don't mean like a feeling of love. I mean real love. I mean, stop like judging people just because people love on people. Because let me tell you something. We all need it. And if you think you're exempt from love, then you not, you have a, once you stop breathing on this side, you, your mission is accomplished on this side. And y'all ain't seen the ultimate love yet till you get over there.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Ooh, yeah.
But on this side, so we see, we get full of these gifts. The word of God says, though I speak with tongues of men and angels. Can you imagine? You got these gifts, which means now we done rolled over into this puffed upness. We looking like Rice Krispies, how they puff up with the milk. You rise up, and popcorn, y'all are loving it. Y'all are loving it. The popcorn, man. Y'all are loving it. That's for another time. But come on, man. That's my sister. So that's why we got to check ourselves, y'all. How are we showing up? We say we the people of God. We got our t-shirts on, our bumper stickers. We got to be mindful. It's not how we look, and it's how we're illustrating. Are people really seeing the fruits of Jesus on you? Or are they, are you just coming to talk about your gifts?
Right.
And what you got going on and what you're doing. And we're going to go to verse 2. Ready, Laura?
Mm-hmm. Vamos a Corintios primero, verso 2. Y dice, y si tuviste profecía y entendiste todos los misterios y toda ciencia, y si toda la fe, tal manera que trasladaste los montes y no tengo amor, nada soy.
Nada. Now, I know what that means. Nothing. I know what nada means in Spanish, señor. That means nothing. That is so powerful. And then he tells us here, and though I have the gifts, see, we can talk about the gifts because prophecy, the tongues, speak, all that is a gift.
Yeah.
I have the gift of prophecy and understanding all mysteries and all knowledge. And though I have all faith, so that I can move mountains. Now, that's some powerful faith, because Jesus tells us we can do that. Mm-hmm. But have not love, I am nothing. That is so powerful. When we think about what God is telling us, we can do all this stuff, and see, then we get the breakdance, and see, now you are in a performance-based ministry. You saying that, oh, I can prophesy, you fall again. But God gives us the gifts.
Yeah.
He stirs it up. Then we start beginning to function in the gifts, and we become knowledgeable and educated. Ain't nothing like an educated fool. Ooh, did I say that? Uh-oh. And I know the mystery.
This is good. It's like, that's why discipleship is so important, especially for new Christians. Jesus discipled the 12 apostles for 3 years.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. And guess what? They still stumbled and failed.
Yeah.
Even in that. But we, you know, that's why we have to keep going back to the one that gives us life and life more abundantly. We have to keep going back to him because, listen, we're not a perfect people, but in him we are.
Yeah.
In him we move and breathe.
Yeah.
In him. That's why he's checking us right here because God has graciously given us these gifts.
Yeah.
Even the power of faith to move mountains, all this stuff he said we can do, he's equipped us to do it.
Yeah.
But if you don't have no love, that's what he said, I'm nothing.
Oh,
so God looking at you and you got your little puffed up self over here in the corner and you just talking about you and all that you do and ain't nobody said nothing about Jesus and how you cast out devils. Oh, that's another, ooh. And that's why I don't want to ever hear when that day comes, depart from me. But I cast out devils in your name. And I did this in your name. And I did that. And Jesus was like, you get out of here.
I don't know you.
I never knew you.
Yes.
And if you don't think it's coming, wait till that day. Because we all, that's one appointment we all cannot change, reschedule, nothing.
That's right.
So that's why we are in the end time harvest.
Yes,
we got to get ourselves together and hear what God is saying in this season, and we're getting ready to roll to verse number 3.
Yes.
Ready?
Y dice, y si repartiste todos mis bien para dar de comer a los pobres. Y si entregas mi cuerpo
Aleluya.
Para ser quemado y no tengo amor, de nada me sirve.
Wow, de nada.
De nada me sirve.
And the word reads, "No, I bestow all my goods." You get all your stuff away. Y'all know how we do it. We even doing that here at the mansion. We bring stuff, we give it, we bestow our goods as we hand it off to the evangelist, and she goes and takes it abroad, and she hands it off to the next evangelist. See, that's what makes the scene.
Yes.
We have the local evangelist, and we have the traveling evangelist,
yes.
And then this is how God works.
In Jesus.
So we doing all of this stuff, and though we give our bodies to be burned, oh my gosh,
mm-hmm.
that's a whole nother dimension.
Mm-hmm.
And we have not love, it profits you nothing. So all this stuff you doing it for, see, God is talking to us about being a performance-based ministry.
Yes.
We performing and turning cartwheels and doing all kind of stuff. And then we, and then in the end he says, you're nothing without love. It's not that you're not nothing, but without love, don't miss that part, because you're coming in the name of what? A spotlight? What you coming? How you coming? That's why we say check yourself, because in this hour, don't you know the enemy, he going to tell us just like he told the sons of Sceva. Jesus, I know. Even Paul, I know. And I could almost hear him saying, who in that is you? Guess what? See, they try to come any kind of way. And even though their father was a priest, they showing up in the church, popping it like popcorn. That's what they were.
Yeah.
They was doing all of that. And then when they finally met the devil, see, we ain't got no power when we show up like that. And then he beat them out of their clothes.
Mm-hmm.
He told them, over here, I know Paul. So they say, Laura, I know, Papa Jack, I know, and Chewy, I know. But who was you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you got the big priest collar on. You got all this going on. You prophesying and laying hands and speaking in tongues. This is what the word says.
Yeah. Yeah.
Feeding the poor. You know, you're getting all the accolades. You're feeding the poor. You need to burn up your body. And God says, without love, come on now. Now we're going to get down to the meat of it. Y'all ready?
Yeah.
In verse number 4. Hey!
El amor. Primero Corintios verso 4. El amor es sufrido. Es benigno. El amor no tiene envidia. El amor no es jactancioso. No se envanece.
Wow. So right here is where you have the opportunity to make the crooked way straight. Okay? Because now it's going to tell you how to function. Because it says love suffers long and is kind. So how you do that? How do you be suffering and still be kind? In Jesus, you can do it all.
Yes. And my mind says love is patient.
Yes. Please don't pray for that part. Okay? Just go through, okay? Love suffers long and is kind, and love does not envy. Why are you upset at the people of God who really been welling with him, suffering with him, in his presence, walking with him, and then as he drop it like it's hot, you envy? Come on, y'all. Love does not parade itself. So all that stuff you did, turning cartwheels, trying to get the spotlight, you might as well have to walk down the main street in your town trying to tell everybody, look at me. Look at what I'm doing. Look at what I got on. Look what God did for me. I'm feeding the poor. I'm clothing the, you know, I'm helping. I'm giving the money. I'm doing it. And that's the puffed up part. And it's not, when you puffed up and it bears not, and listen, when we behave rudely, then you thank you all of that, and your stuff don't stink. You stink. Okay? We told you last week, you dirt.
Yes.
You got dirt babies. Come on.
Yes.
We all dirt. And we going back to the dirt.
Yes.
Listen. And listen, we speak rudely and do not speak its own. It's not provoked. Come on, y'all.
Yes.
Thinks no evil. God no evil. Mm. Come on now. It's telling us this is how we got to function now.
Amen. Amen.
Because you just all puffed up over here and you think you all of that. Really, you're trying to act like you're Jesus. Mm-hmm. You're trying to act like the Savior. You can't save yourself.
Amen.
Come on, y'all. So I'm just excited that God loves us enough to teach us how to rejoice,
yes,
even in our iniquity.
That's right.
Come on,
amen,
now.
Right.
But it rejoices in the truth. That's why when somebody come with the word and tell you the truth, you get mad. You don't want the truth.
Yeah.
It bears all things.
Yeah.
It believes all things.
Yeah.
It hopes all things, and it endures all things.
Yes.
And as you go through, just go through with him.
Yes. And the truth will set you
free.
Yes.
This is what he's trying,
amen,
to get us to come up in our roots.
Yes.
This is the root now.
Yes.
And most people want to look at the beautiful hair, the beautiful, this beautiful. Ooh, look at his muscles. Ooh, girl. I'm going to go holler at him. And you don't know when he unzips himself, he's a devil himself.
Ooh.
And then I know what I'm talking about. Okay. I'm back. As they say, listen, and then you all puffed up, got the boob job, the butt job. Hello.
Yes.
Worried about the house you got, the car you drive, and ain't nothing belong to you. You don't even belong to you.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Yeah.
And you done made all these super fantastic bubble plastic investments,
mm-hmm,
and it profits you nothing.
Because
that's all that stuff going to burn up.
Yeah.
Because the Bible I read said the world would be by fire.
Ooh.
So that means every day we want to work hard and do, and we should have great things. Thank you, Jesus, and steward them. Just know that whatever you have don't belong to you.
Amen.
Your money in the bank. What you say? Yeah. Your
Amen.
Car you drive. You better be stewarding it. That's how you get greater things. He said, those that are ruler over small things,
yes,
I will make you ruler over many. Stop thinking that you're doing this all on your own. Because you just have an opportunity once you woke up today. Because it is a possibility that you could not have. And guess what? That would have been greater too, because that's where the real victory lies. If you walking it out in love and being everything that, and I'm trying to roll over here and let, I'm trying to turn the loose. But it's just we really got to get it together and quit playing around, especially the people of God. If you're not bearing love, you might as well go home and shut the door and lock it up because you are misrepresenting the kingdom. Because God is love. And if people ain't seeing God in you, stop talking about Jesus because you want them to see you. We can go all the way back to Corinthians 13:1. You're doing all this stuff in your name. And you hide behind the name of Jesus. But the real field inspectors are here to tell you. You better check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Amen.
And we about to go to verse 8 now, because I think I did 7. Which one? Where did you stop, Lord? I stopped at 7, so go to 8. Go to 8. Yeah.
El amor nunca deja de ser, pero las profecías se acabarán y serán las lenguas y la ciencia acabará.
Hallelujah. So listen, the word of the Lord says that love never fails. Real love. We're not talking about the feelings, the emotions, because that's fickle. You may feel one thing today and another thing tomorrow. Come on now. That's called the soulish part of who you are. But real love never fails. But whether there are prophecies, they will fail. What did you just say, Pastor? Did you say prophecies fall? Well, hello. Some people don't even pick them up.
Mm-hmm.
They get prophesied to and they let it fall to the side.
Yeah. Yeah.
They don't even pick it up and run with it.
Nope.
There, although, whether there are tongues, they will cease. You know, you can't stop speaking tongue all day. You got to stop at some point.
Yeah.
Come
yeah.
on now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whether there is knowing, it will all vanish away.
Yeah.
Trust me.
Yeah.
This is all going away.
Yes. Yes.
For we know in part and we know in part
yes.
of prophecy.
Yes.
But where there... But when there which is, perfect has come.
Yes.
The perfect one is coming.
Yes.
Them that which are parted will be done away. So God
yes.
is telling us, get yourself together.
Yes.
Check your roots.
Yes.
We really got to go deeper in what? Love.
Yes.
This is all he's saying to us.
Because that's the greatest commandment.
Yes, but he had to break it all the way down and tell us about ourselves.
Yeah.
If you're doing all of this, you first of all, because you can't be corrected until you are exposed.
Yeah.
And then you realize, I have a problem here, Houston.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've been doing all this stuff. And see, that's good that you know that now.
Yeah.
And you can say, Lord, help me. And like the man of God said, help my unbelief.
Yeah.
Hey.
Amen.
Help me, because, you know, we are mere men and women. We're just men with a woman. So don't be saying all that, I'm not a man. And back there in James, you said that an unstable man. Y'all know how y'all do. Oh, I've heard it. Well, I'm not a man. God is, I'm a woman. Well, yeah, you're a man with a womb, because you came from the man. Come on, y'all. So we have to understand that if you double-minded, you're unstable. That means you don't have no roots.
Yeah.
And the reason you don't have no roots, because you're doing the acrobats over here in the church of God, and you want people to see you. And then we have to get it together on the flip side. So let's flip it. Then you don't even want to go to church if your favorite pastor not preaching. So you going to church for the favorite pastor and not to hear what God talking about.
Amen.
If he can make the donkey talk and the rocks cry out, he'll use whoever.
Yes. Amen. Yes.
So once again, check yourself
before
you wreck yourself.
Yes.
If you ain't preaching, pastor, I'm not coming. Well, then you're coming for the wrong reason, because I'm not Jesus. And listen, the Holy Ghost, I let him use me.
Because
if I say something, I'm going to tell you to go get out of my face, or I want to slap. That's what this pastor going to tell you. Okay?
Amen.
Hello? And this is what's so powerful right here. We are going to go to verse 11. Uh-oh. I hope y'all ready.
He said, y cuando yo era niño, hablaba como un niño. Pensaba como un niño.
Thank you, Lord.
Usaba como un niño. Mas cuando ya fui hombre, dejo lo que era niño.
Yeah. What she said. Oh, really, what he said. But God is so awesome, because listen, this is what he's trying to tell us. Come on now, it's time to come up. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. Okay? I understood as a child. And I thought even as a child. But when I became a man, or a woman, let's do that.
Yes.
I put away childish things.
Yes.
Stop throwing temper tantrums in the kingdom.
Yes.
Get somewhere and grow up. Get on the meat and get off the milk.
Yes.
Because you got lipstick on with a pacifier and a mustache with a bottle.
Moving the whiskey.
Yes. That's how you look in the spirit. Just wham. Well, nobody's paying attention to me. Mm-hmm. I went and I sat by that sister and they didn't speak to me. Girl, grow up, speak to them.
Yes.
Right. Hello.
And you go to church to be in the presence of God.
Yes.
Speak to God.
Come on. Show love.
Yes.
Don't worry about what everybody else is doing.
Yes.
Be what God's telling you to be.
Yes.
Do what God's telling you to do. I don't care how crazy it looks.
Vanessa, amen. When I become adult, stop whining.
Stop whining. Just whining and crying all day. And you want to, that's why we, and the word
love,
says that,
right.
You know, we have to grow up.
Yes.
And we got to get some deep roots.
Yes.
Because the king is coming.
He's coming.
He is right. I mean, as you read the Bible, it's what's going on in the world. And we want to put our hope in the president. And it's okay to have a president. Thank you, Lord, for a president. But ever since George Washington all the way to Joe Biden, Jesus is the Savior.
Yeah.
Come on, y'all.
Yeah.
Now, you just, and pray for your leaders.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah.
Pray for your leaders. Yeah. That's prayer is what?
Dynamite.
Yes. Prayer changes things.
Yes.
So watch what's coming out of your mouth.
Yes.
If you're talking about the people, that means that tells a lot about you.
Yes.
But you say you a woman and a man of God.
Yes.
Right,
you should
Lord?
Be praying. You should be interested in praying. Because that's where you at. And we all have struggles, and we're supposed to edify and speak the word of God over them. Because I've seen God do miracles in people that were struggling, and we continue to pray as a body, you know, in different places where I've been praying. And I've seen the healing, the transformation, and then sometimes not yet. But we still believe in God,
right.
His word, you know. So, yeah, it's important that we
And I think, too, what you're saying, that, Laura, most people, as people that lead and try to help you, and it's great that we do that, but when we don't see people change when we think they should change, then we want to be like, well, I'm not dealing with them no more. That's not how you do that. All you can do is sow the seed.
Jesus is the mero. He said Jesus is the main one.
Yes, he is.
Yes.
You know, sow the seed, and then someone else, you have to trust the process of the, in the kingdom, too.
Yes.
Somebody else will come along and water.
Because God was patient with us. What
you say?
Me.
Hello.
It still is at times, okay? I still have my moments where he's still dealing with some, you know, some stuff that he's dealing with.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm transparent, but I'm going to get there, and I'm going to get it right, and he is perfecting my walk.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. And that's what all of us.
Yeah.
You know, if you're still moving and breathing on this side, you've got some learning, knowing, and growing to this. And we all do.
Yeah.
You know, we just get in the presence of God and say, Lord, create in me today. If you got to say that every day, a clean heart.
Yeah.
And renew a right spirit in me. If you got to do that every day, do what you got to do.
Yes.
So that you can be renewed and refreshed and realigned and reset and recalibrate. We in the re season.
Yes. Amen.
So that you can be restored.
Amen.
Because God promises us that in Joel 2:25. He says, Marlo, I will restore all the years that the locusts have eaten.
Woo!
Woo! And then he describes what type of locusts, whether they're crawling or swarming or what? And I said, Lord, thank you for being the God of restoration.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Abba.
So he said he would do it, but I really believe we don't believe.
Yeah.
We don't take him to his, we have to take this book at face value. We don't believe nothing from Genesis to Revelation, but what we do believe is what's going on in the world. Oh my God. Once again, the gas, the baby formula, the this, the that, instead of saying, well, there's, the Lord did say that there would be a time, trying time.
Yes. Yeah.
And then, you know, you're looking at your bank account. Lord, I don't know how I'm going to pay for this. Well, you don't pay your tithes, and God can't rebuke the devil because you don't do what he asked you to do with the 10% because you can't manage the 90%.
Amen. Amen.
And he gave us 90% of what we make, which is his stuff, his money. It's his world, you know.
Yes.
It ain't ours.
Yes.
Y'all remember the song we used to sing, he got the whole world in his hands. But you say you got it in your hands.
Yes.
He got it.
Amen.
Okay?
Amen.
But I don't even think we believe that. You probably think that's a nursery rhyme, but it ain't. The Bible says that he has us all in his hands.
That's
Amen.
Right. That's Queen. Right. That's right.
So let's get to 13.
Okay.
Because one thing about the Word of God, it is a mirror. So that's what 12 is talking about. When you look in the Word of God, you looking in the mirror. So let's go.
It says, y ahora permanecen la fe.
Oh.
La esperanza y el amor. Estos tres, pero el mayor de ellos es el amor.
So this is so powerful.
Amen.
Thank you, Nanette. She says, that's right. She said, that's what happens with me. He is the perfecting one. What'd she say? Calculate. He calculates
calibrate.
Us and calibrate us.
Yeah.
Yes, he does. He redoes that, and he does it in such love. 13, verse 13 reads, and now, that means, are you done with us, Lord? Are you done wearing us out with the switch? Finally, I love it when Paul says, finally, my brother. And I'm like, oh, Lord, thank you. He says, and a now abideth, and that word abideth means to remain stable. What? And if you can go all the way to the front, back to the front of this teaching, the word root symbolizes stability. So it says that now abide to remain stable or fixed in a state. That means you focus to continue in what? Faith.
Yes. Amen.
Hope.
Yes.
Love.
Yes.
And of these three, but the greatest
of
these is love, which is stability.
Amen.
When you rooted and stable in love, boy, I tell you, you become a winner.
Yes.
You do. You can have access to all the 3,573 promises. You can access that because God can trust you with it in love. So please check your roots more than you check your fruits. but never stop being a fruit inspector. Don't ever stop doing that. So here's the ultimate question as we close out today, Laura. Mm-hmm. Are you giving the measure to God as we request his giving to us? What are you giving God today? He's already told us in his word how we have to be rooted. And once we root it, and then he took us to the fullness of what we need to be rooted in.
Yeah.
In his true love, because it's the greatest of the three. You can have all the faith you want. That's great.
Yeah.
That's amazing. You can have all the hope. You can have hope, 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 hope,
yeah.
hope.
Yeah.
But the greatest is love.
It's love.
Your stability.
Because
if you're stable in it, God can trust you with the more people. So stop praying for a wife and you ain't got no love. Who does that? Stop praying for a husband. Let's raise about 59 hands. Can you raise up two more? And you don't have no love. You think God's going to send you a man of God to not love? And to not love like him?
Amen.
Come on now. Check yourself. So until then, get worked on. Get in the face of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Let him clean you up.
Yes.
Let him work on you. You're still not going to be perfect, but as long as you stay with Christ, you will perfect yourself in him.
Yes.
In the perfect one.
Yes.
And we got to ask ourselves, what are we asking God? We almost be begging him, and he promised us that everything that Jesus died for, we can have it.
Yes.
But we working. We're performing, right, twins?
Not spending time with him.
Not
not believing his words. And we got Reynosa, Mexico in the house.
Power.
Power.
Yeah.
El amor es el poder.
Yes, and that's right. He cleans us up. He will do it. Because, see, when you're trying to do it, you're trying to perform. Just like he takes us all the way back. All the way back to Corinthians, and he tells us all the stuff you're doing,
yeah.
and you ain't got no love.
Yeah,
he's
okay,
telling you to
yeah.
your face,
yes.
you are nothing.
Yes.
So when you realize that, and I love God because sometimes we have to become a zero factor, y'all.
Yes.
And when we say, Lord, I'm nothing. I don't have nothing. I ain't nothing, and everything I got ain't mine anyway.
Without you, I'm nothing.
Hey.
I said, Lord, if I don't have you, I'm nothing without you.
Yes. And that's how God can use you, because that's why the word says we have to die daily.
Yes.
You got to die.
Yes.
Because if not, you're going to be puffed up like Corinthians is telling us from 1 almost to 13.
Yes.
Until he started telling us from 8 how to flip the script.
Yes.
And how to walk it out.
Yes.
In love, because it endures all things.
Yes.
It loves all things.
Yes.
I mean, it does all things. It bears all things. It believes all things.
Amen.
And it hopes all things. And guess what? Here's the victory. It endures all things.
Yes.
And when you have a spirit of endurance,
uh-oh,
because the race is not given to the swift or the strong, but it's given to the ones that will endure.
Endurance.
So we'll pray today over you guys that you gird up today as you root up, level up in your roots, so that you can have some beautiful fruit.
Yes.
And as we're in the summer season, please stop the melon. We got to check the melon. Because y'all know back in the day, Papa used to take, my dad used to have a watermelon farm. And I would always say, why is he over there thumping them watermelons? Because he was checking it out. See, he had a skill to get the sweet ones. But one thing about it, we pull them too quick off the vine. See, that's what they're doing in the grocery store now. Everything chop, chop, chop. It's full of watermelons, and they ain't right. Y'all hear what the son did?
He
picked them out and threw them in the trash. Come on, y'all. Be careful. That's why you got to be a food inspector. Stop picking stuff too quick. Because when you pick it too quick, it ain't right.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't sweet. It's bitter.
Yeah.
It's beautiful and bitter. How about that? What you say? Because these watermelons be looking good. So I'm just done with it. I ain't even bought one yet. Because I can't go out there and spend $8, $10 on a watermelon and then, like, just be putting them. That's too much. And I want one bad. So if y'all got find a good watermelon, please 1-800-PASTOR-MARLO. Say, girl, the sweet watermelons is over. Hurry up.
Because
now there are some out there. Just like I hear people today, the young women, I ain't trying to be married. It ain't no men no more. I said, who you been talking to, the devil?
Yeah.
Because there's some good men out there praying for a good woman. What you need to do is get yourself right.
Yes. Amen.
So when they find you, you're not right.
Yeah. Ooh, yes.
And that you ain't, and we pick each other too soon. Can I help somebody? Because I had to learn that just recently, and the reason and the years and all of that.
Yes.
And then the Holy Spirit told me, get over there and sit down somewhere. I got you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
He said, I got you, but in due season. And it'll be right on time because I'm an on-time God.
Yes.
And if I had not have been tuned in, listening to the Holy Ghost, because I'm asking him now, Lord, help me to help the Lord. You know, that's why we got to ask God before we step across different thresholds.
Yes.
We ain't checking with God. If we go over there, and then God's like, ain't nothing over here for me.
Yeah.
And then you say, what happened? What happened, Lord? What happened? What happened was you're moving and not in breathing in me. And when you move and breathe in me, hey, you better know it.
Like you're moving ahead of me.
So I just thank God for the rebuke. That's what this was all about. Rebuke is love.
Yeah.
It's love because God is trying to correct us so that we can get back in alignment.
And so we can get it right, too.
Yes. And get the attributes that he has and the abundance of his love and everything that he died for us to have.
And Ms. Nanette said, when they find you, God got you in his season.
Yeah.
God had to work in me before
Pastor Robert came to me. Yes. Pastor Robert. He's such a sweet man.
Yes, he is a sweet man.
To God be the glory. And I just salute all the fathers out there and the mighty women and men of God. And I just thank God for being our father.
Yes.
He's the greatest father.
Yes.
And we just say thank you, Lord, and happy Father's Day. But every day Father's Day.
Yes.
Hello. 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 Yes.
And this Friday we're having Global Night Prayer Night.
Yes.
Here at the mansion at the Kingdom Talk at 6:00. So if you want to come join us, and it's 1 hour prayer. And let me tell you, it's the last Global Night Prayer Night. It was amazing. Wow. Everybody took impartation and edified and spoke the word of God and prayed, and it was just amazing. And there's power in prayer, y'all.
It's dunamis.
Dunamis. Boom.
Yeah. We just all help each other. You know, we love on each other. We pray for each other. We pray for the world, for the globe. You know, we pray for people across the world. We pray for people that are in the room.
Government.
Yeah.
Government.
And,
that's what we're supposed to be doing. Instead of complaining, come pray, defy, and watch and see what God will do in your life.
He'll do it.
And he's awesome.
Because he's here.
And it is finished anyway. It's done. We just got to walk it.
So, you know, today we encourage you to, you know, check your roots.
Yes.
But also be a food inspector.
Yes.
In this season. You know, we have part two of this to teach. It's so powerful. This is just the beginning. Because, see, if we ain't ready to learn nothing, if we're not ready to shift and change our behavior for the things of God, there ain't no sense of tuning in part two. So this is going to take you to a whole nother dimension and teach you how to walk it out.
Be teachable, because I always say we're students, we're teachable, we're learning, growing, and knowing. And it's a daily walk, you know.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah, amen. So thank you for tuning in today.
The
we want to say thank you to our studio audience. Woo-hoo! He came and hung out with us today.
Yes.
And it's such a powerful thing for us, for them, when they show up and iron sharpens iron. And we love on each other. We support each other. I'm just so grateful.
Yes.
You know, and for our Blog Talk Radio listeners, thank you for tuning in all over the world. And we're just excited. Sometimes they call
México,
in.
Saludes.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, and we want to say thank you to Africa today. Because they are representing the sold out nation.
Yes.
And their shirts and their hats in Africa.
Yes.
And I have one quick powerful testimony. I was in the Sam's parking lot last week.
Yes.
This is so powerful. So just to encourage you, whatever God is telling you to do, you better do it.
Do it.
I'm telling you, no matter what it looked like, feel like, what your bank account is telling you, I'm telling you, he has the provision for the vision.
Yes.
So I was in Sam's minding my business. On the last Tuesday today, because, you know, most of the time we have our sold-out shirts on. So I'm in the parking lot. I got my red sold-out shirt on, and I'm just pulling my little buggy. And about 10 people was like, oh, my gosh, I like your shirt. I love your shirt. I love your shirt. I'm like, thank you, thank you. So these one people waited, and I was standing there. You know how the little metal things where you put the cart? I was standing there getting ready to wait for them to back their truck out, and they backed their truck up and stopped and looked the window down and said, ma'am, where did you get that shirt? I mean, they were so intense. This is so powerful. And I said, well, you know, we have a store that, you know, so that's all about the kingdom things and talking to them about the boutique. So they said, we would love to come by. We're not, listen at this, people of God. We're not from here. These people live in another state. But look at the divine appointment. Look how God works. He'll set it up.
Yes.
Okay, so I was already in awe about the people in Africa because I didn't know that. I turned on Facebook and all these people got stuck on. Oh, God. It was so powerful.
Yes.
So after that, they said, well, did you have a number? So I gave them a business card, and this lady called me like 3 days in a row. So I didn't recognize the number because I told her to text me because I get a 99 chameleon spam
call. And she was persistent.
Wow, she was calling me. So I finally answered the phone that Thursday or that Friday. I'm not sure exactly because I'm so caught up in the supernatural. Y'all help me. That day they finally got, we talked and they came to the mansion. So she brought her whole family. This is so popping. You think, really, over a t-shirt? Y'all are, I did not see. Ears have not heard. Come on now. So they come to the store and they come in because I had told her on the phone that I didn't have her size, but we do carry the bigger sizes. We carry all sizes, but they have to be special orders. So I said, come in and choose the colors and designs that you want. Do y'all know that those people came in and they bought multiple, and I say multiple hats, shirts, other team Jesus. They was like, we want to be on the team. So
it was exciting.
Wow. And I said, well, do you guys want to make a deposit? See, don't know I want to pay for the shirts. They want a shirt. But you go get the jersey. Uh-oh, did I say that? Uh-oh. Just help me.
Uh-oh.
Just help me. I'm
uh-oh.
Trying to come back.
Uh-oh.
I'm trying to come back.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
So Sheree wearing her shirt today. But I'm just saying, this is how powerful God is. So they come in and they said, no, we're going to pay for it all now. We want our stuff. We want hats. We want shirts. Because we live in Alligator, Mississippi. Woo! I said, yeah. I never heard of it. She said, and so she brought her husband. Now, her husband was in the truck the other day, but I didn't. You never know. See, that's why the Bible is telling us that we got to get our roots right. Because if your roots are right, your fruit going to show. So the man of God said to me, he said, the day that we saw you in the parking lot, the moment we drove off, God told us that you was the real deal. And he said, and find that lady, that woman of God, and I want you to seed into her ministry. This is the people that live in a whole nother dimension.
Yes.
Oh, gosh. I can't even comprehend it. So I wrote their orders down, and they left their deposit, and now the man of God says, I'm a pastor.
Oh. Look at that. Sold out, too.
Woo! I don't even know. You know, I'm just being all about the Father's business.
Right.
The man of God said, we're a pastor, and God has chosen us to connect with you and pray with you so that we can all be the team. And he said, these shirts right here, this is powerful. So now you should know that that your team Jesus sold out. All these shirts will be in Alligator, Mississippi. You know that song say, when you gonna get to the good part? Get out to the good part. So God promised me almost a decade ago to continue to seed into this ministry of the t-shirt.
Yes.
Because these are such great witnessing tools.
Yes.
It's called the icebreaker.
Yes.
You put the shirt on, you don't gotta do nothing. The ice broke. Bam!
Yeah.
Woo! I love that shirt. I love Jesus. Talk about it. And it gives it such great conversation.
Yes.
But he promised me that these shirts will be all, this movement will be all over the world.
Yeah.
I didn't know how he was gonna do it. I didn't know how he was gonna fund it. Trust me, we spent thousands and thousands of dollars on, well, we haven't. We spent God's money.
Yes.
Because it ain't our money.
Yes.
on T-shirts because the money that goes towards the shirts just goes back into making more shirts.
Yes.
Half the time we give them away. Most of the time we sell them because we have to fund the kingdom.
Yes. Yes.
He gave us a strategy, but he also gave us a promise.
Yes.
So one of the 3,573, if you do this in remembrance of me, I will fund it. I will take you across the world. And I ain't got on a plane yet. Hey! Can I help somebody?
Jesus!
And if this is the word God tells us in Malachi 3, try me.
Yes.
Test me.
Yes. Yes.
Come on, right, Papa?
Yes.
Test me. And if you don't believe it, he going to make a believer out of you.
Yes.
But you got to give him something to work with, people of God.
Yes.
Stop trying to hold on to it and see it. Then that's not faith.
Yes.
Because Hebrews 11 and 1, I don't know what translation you read, but it says, now faith. That's not tomorrow. And you got the believer that says someday and one day.
Yes.
But what about today?
Yes.
And then we have the audacity to say, today is the day that the Lord, well, what are we doing? And we got a little groove, we dance. What are we doing that the Lord has made? And I will rejoice and be glad in it. Are you just saying something? Or are you really believing what God's telling you?
Amen.
And if you're really glad about it, you'll bust the move.
Yes.
And you'll get on the move into the things of God. And whatever he tells you to do, you'll find a way to get there because everything you need is on the other side.
Yes.
And I'm going to drop the mic. And we going home on that. And I pray that encourage you today. Because all you got to do, trust me, he promised us, I'll give you houses you didn't build.
Yes.
I'll give you vineyards you didn't plant.
Yes.
But you don't believe it. He said, I'll even give you a mansion before you get to the real mansion.
Amen.
Hey.
Amen.
And you ain't got to have but $8. Yes. I'm trying to tell you what I know.
Amen.
And he'll give it to you. And one more testimony. So this is how you won't doubt God. So I think we'll talk a little bit about it. And the AC went out on this property. You got about 5-6 AC units here. If not, I'm probably lost count. And the major ones went out. And y'all know anytime an AC unit go out, you talking about half a grip. Half four tons of units don't run no less than $5,000. So do you think I went and said, well, Lord, let me look at my bank account because I already know ain't no $5,000 over there. Okay? Hey, so what am I going to look for? But I'm going to go look for the one that's got it all.
Yes,
so I said, I don't know how you're going to do it, Lord.
Yes,
so guess what? See, I'm telling you, supernaturally things will happen. The AC man met me at the mansion, and guess what he did? That man opened his mouth and began to pray. The AC man prayed for me. Hey! To believe right now that you're going to make a way for my sister. That's how he said it. That you will work it out on her behalf. In the name of Jesus, we said the AC man prayed.
Yes.
It wasn't 10 minutes later. So I have to do the right thing. I got to call everybody that works in this facility and say, hey, we don't have no error. We got to flip the script and make it happen. I made that phone call. It wasn't 5 minutes later. They called me and said, hey, we're coming to write you a check. I got to go. This is God. It's not me.
Be careful who you entertain. You got angels.
And listen, so back here in Corinthians, let me tell you what the people of God said. The reason that we're going to write you that check, let me tell you, they didn't say because they're like God is telling us and all the Lord, that performance, because we love you.
Hallelujah.
Love.
And it's action.
It's the greatest thing of all. It out-trumps money.
Yes.
It out-trumps power.
Yes.
Come on now.
Yes.
Love is the greatest, and if you don't believe it, you better try.
Yes.
Woo! You better get in your word and ask God, help me get this all jacked up stuff going on in my life figured out.
Because
I want to function and operate in everything and every promise that you have for me because it belongs to you. And if you don't want it, you can drop it like it's hot, and I'm going to pick it up. I'm going to tell you right now. In Jesus' name. So this testimony is not about me.
Yes.
It's to glorify the Father.
And this is when he wants to glorify. I mean,
yes.
He has a way of doing it.
And if you're second-guessing God, then you're not trusting him.
Yes.
And if he told you he'll do it, he will do it.
Yes.
Stop trying to figure it out. Because it's a mystery.
And it's like me. I never complain about the gas. And I drive a lot, y'all.
She does.
I do.
Yeah.
I pick up clothes, drop my clothes, go over here, go over there, go... But you know what? I have had more, and I just thank the Lord for the gas.
Come on.
I've had people sow seed into gas more now
than before the gas.
Yes, and then still, so every time I go to the pump, I'm like, thank you.
But
so
listen, let me ask you a question. And then I'm trying to keep up with you. Now that is like, so listen, have you had a praise break at the pump yet?
I have.
You better get one, because if you're filling your car up in this hour, you better be, when people see you dancing at the pump, you better know it. So if you see me dancing at the pump, just come on over here and dance with me. Because if you if you're talking about me, you're talking about something.
Yeah.
Hey!
Yeah.
So I'm just encouraging the people of God. Y'all, I'm telling you, we have such a zeal in this walk that we walk.
Yes.
That's why it comes out of us like that.
Yes.
Because God is, he can do it for you. He has no respect for person. Yes. What he does for one, we are his children.
Yes.
We are sisters and brothers. That's why the man of God, the AC man, can come alongside of me and begin to pray for his sister on my behalf.
Wow, that's awesome.
When prayer goes out, when prayer goes forth, blessings come down. And then the next phone call you get is the people that say, hey, we'll meet you tomorrow with a check. And blew my phone up all night. Do you need to check now? Do you need to check? That's when you need to check. Who's the guy? That's God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, and we're off the air, but we on there. Y'all know what I'm saying. So I just thank God for his love letter, which is fire. Woo! Yes. Yes. Hallelujah.
Activate it.
You better go get